Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get too far into it, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories, so please support them. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Ben Brunt, and he is with Noble Investment Group. Welcome, Ben.
Good morning, Lee. Thank you for having me.
Before we get too far into things, tell us about Noble Investment Group. How are you serving folks?
Well, Noble is a hotel investment development firm that's based here in Atlanta, Georgia. So our, you know, typical, business model is to acquire hotel assets, you know, redevelop them, or we also build hotels from the ground up.
So now, under these circumstances, how has your business shifted and changed?
Sure. Well, you know, with the travel restrictions, you know, in place, loss of jobs, you know, across the country, and, you know, the overall, you know, shutdown period that, you know, lasted, you know, really most of April, I guess all of April, and a lot of May for, you know, for many cities and states, it's been, you know, one of the hardest hit industries in the country. So it's been a very difficult time, but, you know, it's also been a period of time where we have, you know, really come together, you know, as an industry. And, you know, we have, you know, been working with our brand partners. You know, all of our properties have remained open. However, we have, you know, had to, you know, reduce staffing levels down to appropriate you know, numbers where, you know, we can, you know, continue to, you know, service the guests that we do have in-house.
Has any hotel been able to kind of at least grow a little bit, or is it just been like kind of the wheels have come off during this time and just say, look, this is how it is for a period, and then we'll slowly return to some sense of normalcy? Or has any hotel been able to say, okay, we can find business in a different way and pivot slightly?
No, that's not really been the landscape at all. So demand has, you know, dramatically reduced across the board for all types of hotels. You know, some hotels, you know, extended stay hotels, for example, have, you know, performed the best, but they are still, you know, dramatically underperforming how they would be, you know, performing, you know, under normal times. So I am not really aware of, you know, any properties that, you know, are performing better, you know, than they normally would.
Now, is this something? No, go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, is this something?
I was going to say the challenge for hotels is that, you know, we generally rely on a lot of corporate, you know, demand during the week, and then, you know, some leisure and group demand on the weekends. Conventions, you know, have all, you know, they've gone away for the time being. So you really don't have, you know, any kind of a normal demand pattern that is in place today.
Now, going forward, there has to be at some point some return. Like, I can't believe we're never going to go to hotels anymore. I can't believe we're never going to travel anymore. I can't believe we're never going to have trade shows and conferences anymore. Is that
sure?
When you're projecting out, like, at what point do you see some return to normalcy?
Well, we think it'll be, you know, market by market, you know, and, you know, asset type by asset type. And so we see, you know, initially, you know, we've started to see a little bit of, you know, leisure, you know, transient travel. So some folks that are, you know, becoming more comfortable, they, you know, there's a lot of pent up demand, you know, they want to go somewhere on the weekend. They may not be ready to fly yet, but they're happy to jump in their car and, you know, head to a town that, you know, is known for, you know, more, you know, kind of leisure, you know, retail dining type settings, like a Charleston, a Savannah, you know, perhaps a Nashville. You know, so those markets we do expect to experience a bit of kind of initial, you know, demand growth, but again, really more so in that leisure transient, you know, demand segment. Later, you know, perhaps, you know, after, you know, the public has had an opportunity to kind of venture out on their own, you know, hopefully, you know, soon after Labor Day, we expect, you know, businesses to really begin to travel again. And that's really where, you know, we'll start to see, you know, some real movement, you know, is when that happens. Certainly, you know, markets like Orlando, you know, Universal has announced, you know, that they plan to, you know, reopen in June. Disney will reopen in July. But again, it significantly reduced, you know, occupancy levels.
And then even when you do open up, you have to take all these health precautions and maybe you can't fill the hotel to the same extent that you could previously. Is that right?
We don't believe that that'll be the case, you know, for hotels because, you know, folks have, you know, individual rooms, you know, we can observe guest terms, can observe social distancing, you know, in the public areas. Yes, there will be some hotels based on, you know, their layout, you know, in the food and beverage areas and how food and beverage, you know, will be delivered. You know, we certainly think for the time being that, buffets, you know, are not going to be part of, you know, how food and beverage gets delivered. You know, it will be, you know, some kind of, you know, boxed offering, you know, that is, you know, not, that is pre, you know, kind of pre-packaged and delivered to the guest, you know, each morning.
And then when do you think like kind of the high-end luxury hotels will come back?
Well, I mean, you know, luxury is, you know, we think they will certainly have their opportunity to participate with, you know, the leisure, you know, and the corporate demand as well as the group demand when that comes back. You know, part of the challenge for, you know, for luxury will be pricing. You know, without that corporate demand, it's difficult for our industry to, you know, really maintain price integrity. And those assets were, you know, very expensive to develop, and they, you know, typically require, you know, a lot of labor and expensive labor. So, you know, they really need to, you know, be in a position where, you know, they can capitalize off of a market, you know, that, you know, has really, you know, begun to return, you know, in full force.
Now, in this climate, I would imagine that some of the people that aren't as maybe cash rich will have a difficult time surviving. Is this something where an investment company, are you looking for opportunities to invest now? Or are there some, you know, kind of buying opportunities because of this pandemic?
Yeah, we do expect to see some opportunities. You know, however, it's a little early, you know, we feel, you know, into, you know, this, this period, even though it certainly feels like, you know, we've been in it for a year. It's just been, you know, still short of 90 days. So most, borrowers, you know, owners of assets have been able to negotiate some level of forbearance, you know, with their lender. And that forbearance period, you know, typically is, you know, call it a minimum of 90 days. So some of those conversations will begin to happen again, you know, in the month of June. And, you know, it will depend on, you know, the liquidity position, you know, of the owner, you know, the relationship that they have with their lender, the type of loan, the maturity. So there's a lot of factors that really come into play, you know, when those discussions take place. But certainly, you know, groups that do have, you know, access to capital, good liquidity, you know, we'll have an advantage, you know, as opportunities, you know, do begin to present themselves.
What about in opportunities when it comes to development, where you're now spending this time that we're having the pandemic, not really trying to get clients, but trying to build something from scratch? Is any of that work getting done, or at least on the drawing board?
Well, it's, you know, given the lack of demand and the amount of existing supply, you know, that is in place today, it is a difficult proposition, you know, to, you know, begin a new hotel, you know, project. Certainly some have been announced, and a lot of the ones that have been announced, you know, have been in process for, you know, some significant period of time, or the developer has already, you know, spent, you know, a significant amount of money on that project. They may have recently acquired the land or be under contract with, you know, non-refundable money on the land. And, you know, for them, you know, they need to press on. And the hope is that, you know, as, you know, overall construction activity begins to subside or decrease, that perhaps the cost to develop, you know, will also decrease. So some, you know, developers are in a position where they don't feel like they can press the pause button, you know, and simply because of, you know, the sunk cost position that they may be in. But, you know, from our perspective, you know, we think that, you know, beginning a new development project right now is not exactly where we would want to, you know, position our firm or our capital.
So now, at your firm, when this was going on, because your firm deals in the hospitality space, that's kind of your sweet spot, right?
Yes, we only are in hotels.
So you're all in the thing that's being decimated. How, what was those kind of early meetings amongst the leadership team? Like, how did you, you know, kind of handle this as it was unfolding? Because it was like a slow moving kind of a car wreck happening. What were those conversations? Maybe you can share some advice for other companies that are going through a crisis of this magnitude.
Well, I mean, once the real, I guess, you know, lockdown began, I mean, the demand, you know, began to evaporate at hotels extremely quickly. You know, so yes, we did have, you know, a lot of conversations around, you know, how we should, you know, act and behave. I mean, certainly, you know, our number one, you know, concern is always our team members, both at the corporate office, as well as all of our team members that are at the operating properties, and of course our guests. So the goal was initially to ensure the safety of, you know, team members and guests. And then it was to really address the operating model at each hotel and, you know, work to, you know, put the right team in place that could, you know, care for the asset as well as take care of, you know, the, you know, very limited number of guests that were in the property. So that was really, you know, call it step one. You know, step two was having all of those conversations with all of our lenders. And, you know, that, you know, took some time, because lenders were really, you know, they had to have that same conversation with really every owner of every hotel in the country. So, you know, that it was a very busy time. You know, a lot of modifications were put in place and, you know, really it was an example of, you know, both borrowers and lenders coming together to work on issues together to at least, you know, give the asset some breathing room while, you know, we, you know, kind of progress, you know, through this early stage of the pandemic. So, like I said, a lot of those conversations will have to take place again. And because, you know, occupancy is, it has been improving. April, you know, really we feel, you know, was the kind of the low point. May, you know, was better than April. Hopefully June will, you know, continue that trend. And as we move through summer, again, you know, we expect, you know, some gradual improvement with, you know, really more of a meaningful improvement starting in Q3.
And then, but you're kind of, I wouldn't say bullish necessarily, but you're optimistic that things are progressing. You're starting to see some inklings that people are more comfortable and feeling that at least some groups are slowly kind of getting out there and exploring at least a drive away from their homes to experience the hotel life and travel once again.
Yes, I mean we're seeing some signs of life, you know, in that vein, but you know, by no means, you know, is it, you know, is anyone, you know, saying this is anywhere near over. This is going to be a meaningful crawl, you know, back to, you know, where we were. It will likely take several years before we experience the performance, that we had in 2019.
So now what do you need more of? How can we help you?
Well, get out and travel.
That's the message, but look,
this is something that, this experience is very personal to everyone. So, we certainly recognize that, some folks are still going to be, concerned with traveling, but, I think the message that, that should be, shouted from the mountaintop is, look, I mean, what hotels have been addressing over the last, 75 to 90 days, in terms of new cleanliness standards, new ways to, deliver food and beverage while still, creating a fantastic guest experience. All of that is what, owners and brands have been working on together. So we all recognize as an industry that, we are, on the front lines, really of helping people get that, level of comfort back. And, that is our mission, is to really, focus on that area so that when people do begin to travel, that they are very comfortable and feel very safe.
Well, we appreciate that, Ben. And if somebody wanted to learn more about Noble Investment Group, is there a website?
Yes, our website is www.nobleinvestment.com.
Well, thank you, Ben, for sharing your story today. I know it's been a rough road, but it seems like at least there's some sprouts coming that maybe we've kind of hit the bottom and we're moving back.
Yes, a few green shoots, but, still a long way to go. But like I said, we hope people do get out and travel and, hotels will be ready, for them and ready to provide a great experience.
Good stuff. That was Ben Brunt with Noble Investment Group, and that's nobleinvestment.com for more information. Thank you again, Ben, for sharing your story. And thank you to our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.